Please join me in Gassho. Gassho, onegaishimasu. When sentient beings think on Amida, just as a child thinks of its mother, they indeed see the Tathagata, who is never distant, both in the present and the future. Such beings are like people who, imbued with incense, bear its fragrance on their bodies. They may be called those adorned with the fragrance of light. Kono ka omou ka gotoku ni te shujou bu to okusureba genzen to nai okarazu yonai o haiken utagawasu Tenkonin no sono mi ni wa koke aru ka gotoku nari kore o sunawachi nazukete zo koukou shoukon to mosu naru. Namman dabutsu, namman dabutsu, namman dabutsu, namman dabutsu, namman. Great, wonderful to have all of you with us this morning as we talk and think about this experience of our lives as we experience through what we call the six senses. So this week and next week, we'll be talking about the six senses. And in the Buddhist tradition, the six senses are what define our experience. It's what gives us our experience of life. Everything comes to us through the six senses. So can you tell me what the six senses are? Buddhism's a little different, right? We usually, oftentimes in the West, we talk about five senses, but there are six in Buddhism. Can you name the six senses in Buddhism? Can you name one? Right? So there's sight. Right now you're looking at us through the computer. There's sound, hearing the sound. There's smell, there's taste, there's our feeling with our skin, our touching and our sensation of hot and cold, and our thoughts in Buddhism. Number six is our thoughts. Our thinking is a sense, because if we remember something or we think about something, it's like it's right there. It's like we're experiencing it again, just as we maybe did in the past, or we may in the future. And so among these six, there is one that's really been on my mind this past week, and that is the sense of smell. And in particular, the smell of wood smoke. Has anybody smelled wood smoke this past week? Right? Right? What do you think about when you think about wood smoke? I see Donald raising his hand. He's a longtime Boy Scout participant, right? Does anybody think about camping or, you know, going out and having picnics out at the beach, maybe burning some driftwood, right? For me, growing up, when I thought of wood smoke, I thought about backyard bonfires. I thought about camping trips. I thought about fun, right? But now, living here in California, in San Mateo, little bit far from the woods, right? If I open up, not even go outside, but just into my garage at home, I go into my garage and it smells like someone's having a bonfire in my garage, right? There's this strong smell of smoke, right? And when I smell that, I don't think about fun, right? I get worried. I think about, oh, I hope everybody's okay where this fire is burning, right? I think about the danger of fire. Maybe people's houses might be in danger. Buildings might be in danger. Animals' habitats are in danger. I think about the air that we breathe, right? How many of you were stuck inside all week because you couldn't go outside because the air was too bad, right? I see the Chiguchi girls were stuck inside a lot this week. I know we were too at my house, feeling cooped up. It's hard, right? First, you can only go outside to play because of coronavirus, right? You can't go to school, so the best thing you can do is go outside to play. And now, you can't even go outside, right? And so, we're worried about our health, right? So now, when I smell smoke, I don't think fun, I think danger, right? I think about danger. So what we think about when we smell something, right? That depends on our own experiences, and whether we think something is a good smell or a bad smell is based on our own mind, our own way of thinking, right? So something can be a good smell in one situation and a bad smell in another. Out in the woods, maybe at a Girl Scout or a Boy Scout picnic or camp, the smell of a wood fire is a wonderful smell. At home in San Mateo, the smell of wood smoke makes me nervous and worried. I've been like this my whole life, right? Whether I think something is good or bad is based on my own thinking, my own ideas, and perhaps what is convenient for me. When I was growing up, one of the things we used to do as a family was go take trips down to Iowa, where my mother grew up and most of our family live, my mom's relatives on that side of the family mostly live down in Iowa. Well, down from Minnesota here, I guess it's over. But when we would go to Iowa, I remember going to visit my uncle on his farm. Now, my uncle's farm has many, many cattle. They raise cattle there. And so when I would step out of the car, you know what the first thing I would do? Pee-you! So stinky! Stinky cow poop! Yuck, yuck, yuck! And I would walk around the farm holding my nose like this. And my uncle would ask me, one time he asked me, he says, Henry, you know what that smell is? I said, stinky cow poop. He said, Henry, that's the smell of money, right? Because my uncle was a farmer, right? And so for him, the smell of cow poop was the smell of healthy cows that got enough to eat, right? And those healthy cows were going to enable him to buy food for my cousins, to pay for all of his farm equipment, to keep his business going, to keep his life going. So he didn't think that smell was bad at all. He thought it was a familiar, happy smell, right? On those same trips, I would go to visit my other cousins, and one of my aunts and uncles have four boys. So I have four boy cousins in one family. The oldest of them is, he's about my age. He's maybe a year or two younger than me. And then he has a younger brother who is almost 10 years younger, right? So there's four boys, one boy every couple of years. So they're almost 10 years apart. So when I would go visit him and I would go visit my cousins, I remember always visiting that family and always somebody's diaper would be getting changed while I was there. And I remember, P.U., so stinky. Stinky baby poop. Yuck, yuck, right? Thought it was so terrible. I thought I'd never want to do that. You know what I do now as a parent of three boys? I change a lot of diapers, right? I have been for the last few years. I've been changing lots and lots of diapers. And now when I change a diaper, when I, when that smell comes wafting up, I think, oh, the smell of a healthy baby. who got plenty to eat, right? So the way of smelling, the way of experiencing the exact same smell changes, right? Now, we do things at our house to try to make sure that we don't have that smell all day long. We have something called a diaper genie. Has anybody ever seen a diaper genie? If you know someone who's having a baby, this is a gift I recommend for somebody who's a baby shower gift. It's a wonderful garbage can just for baby diapers. And it's wonderful because it opens up, you put the diaper in, and then it closes up, and then it has a lid on top, and it seals up those diapers. So the house smells clean, right? So there are things we do to make our house and our environment smell clean, right? We wash the tables. We use Lysol sometimes. Does anybody burn incense at home once in a while? Yep, I see a few hands going up, right? We burn incense. We have this nice, beautiful aroma that fills our house and it makes it smell clean and beautiful. This offering of incense is an ancient, ancient Buddhist tradition. It goes all the way back to the time of the Buddha, right? This offering of incense was originally in India seen to be a way of making things clean, of purifying things. Because, you know, maybe things didn't smell so good all the time. Even today, things don't smell so good, right? But you burn an incense, and rather than thinking, oh, what's that smell? You think, oh, right? You relax. Maybe you remember the temple. You remember coming here and hearing the Dharma. So this offering of incense was seen as a way of purifying the mind. So I'm going to go over here for a moment, and I'm going to offer incense. And I'm going to talk a little bit about how we do this, how it is that we offer incense in our Jodo Shinshu Buddhist tradition. Let's see. I'm hoping everybody can still hear me over here. Okay, how is this? If I stand here, can people still hear me? Give me a thumbs up if you can hear. Okay, great. Thank you. So when we offer incense, when we're at the temple, do you remember doing this when you used to come to the temple? You'd do a little bow, you would step forward, you'd take a pinch of incense, right, from the container, you'd set it here on the charcoal, and then the smoke rises up. You can see the smoke. We don't know where it's going to go, right? We watch the smoke, we look at the Buddha, Namam Dabutsu, Namam Dabutsu, Namam Dabutsu, and then we bow. Step back and do another little bow, right? So you can do this at your home too. You don't have to be here at the temple. You can offer incense right there at your house, right? And there are some different ways of offering incense, right? Have you ever seen anybody who, when they offer incense, they take a pinch of incense and they put it up to their forehead and then they put it on the charcoal? You ever seen anybody do that, right? Some people do that. And that is because they have an idea that they're receiving the purification of the incense. They're saying, this incense is making my mind pure. I'm getting these nice pure thoughts from the incense. So I'm going to do like an itadakimasu, right? Like when we open up our books, we do this. We raise it up, saying, I'm receiving this, right? Some people even do it three times. Have you ever seen anybody do three times offering incense, right? People who do that, maybe they're thinking, I'm purifying my actions, my words, and my thoughts. So I do it three times, right? Now, when I did incense just now, did you notice? Did I hold it up to my forehead? No, I didn't. Did I do it three times? No, I just did it once, right? One time. And that's because in the Jodo Shinshu tradition, our understanding is that the Buddha accepts us just as we are, stinky diapers and all, right? Angry, foolish, greedy hearts, everything. The Buddha just accepts us as we are. So we don't need to make ourselves pure before we come before the Buddha. When we come before the Buddha, we see how impure our hearts can be at times. And so when we offer incense, we do so as an expression of gratitude, something that we are sharing to show our grateful feeling in our hearts. Right? So the Buddha's teaching, the Dharma, the Nembutsu, these words, Namo Amida Butsu, that is what makes our hearts pure. pure from receiving the power of the Buddha. And so when we offer incense, it's our way of saying thank you to the Buddha by offering a beautiful smell. So we do all kinds of things here at the temple to express our feeling of thankfulness to the Buddha, right? We use all six senses, right? I just talked about incense. We also have flowers that smell nice. Flowers look nice. We have many beautiful carvings, lots of gold. If you see me here on a special service, I'm wearing very beautiful robes, right? With lots of color. That's to show my appreciation and gratitude to the Buddha with a beautiful color. And also, those robes feel nice, that nice texture. We hold our nenju, right? You all have a nenju at home, right? When you hold a nenju, doesn't it feel good just to have it in your hand sometimes, right? So that's another way, through that texture, that feeling with our bodies, the feeling of bowing before the Buddha, right? To create this wonderful show of appreciation. The sound of chanting, the sound of the music, the piano music that Jen offered this morning, right? The sound of our singing, right? And the thoughts, right? When we read these readings like the Golden Chain, we create beautiful thoughts to show our appreciation for the Buddha and the Buddha Dharma, right? So there are all of these different things that we do here at the temple. And in doing these things, right, our mind becomes changed. It's like when you come to the temple, right, you get some of that incense. If you come and there's a service and lots of people are offering incense, you may not notice it yourself, but the smell of that smoke gets into your clothes or gets into your hair. Maybe if some of you have had to stay home while someone else went to the temple and then they came home, maybe you could smell a little bit of that incense in their clothes. Maybe one day you wore a jacket in the wintertime to temple and you brought it home, and the next day when you went to put it on, you thought, this jacket smells like incense. Right? That incense, the smoke, gets into our hair, it's into our clothes, and other people notice it. Right? Just like when we hear the Dharma, when we think about the Buddha's teachings, when we come to service, we do the chanting, the reading, we listen to a Dharma talk. That Dharma, that light of the Buddha's wisdom, is coming into our bodies and our minds and our words. And other people can notice it when we go out and we live our daily lives. Shinran Shonin says this is like being adorned with the fragrance of light, right? The smell of light. It's kind of interesting, isn't it? We don't usually think of light as having a smell. But this wisdom tells us that all of these things come into us through our six senses and they change our lives. And the light represents the Buddha's wisdom. And so we come into the temple and we smell that incense, right? And the smell of incense is something very powerful. The smells that really and truly transform our minds are not the things that we do ourselves, but rather they are the things that others do for us. Think about the smell of a home-cooked meal. The smell of a home-cooked meal. When I was growing up, the person who did cooking in my house was my dad. He was the main cook. My mother worked full-time. She had to commute to work, so she would often have to leave early and come home later than my father. So he was the one who had the time to cook. And so one of my clearest memories of growing up was the smell of the pancakes he would make in the morning, right? So it wasn't just the smell of butter and flour and eggs. It was the smell of being cared for, of being taken care of feeling safe at home, feeling provided for, right? Just as when you smell the incense, when you smell incense at your obutsudan or here at the temple, it's not just the smell of sandalwood or frankincense or whatever materials are used to make that incense. It is the smell of chanting, Vandana Tisarana, Jusege. It's the smell of the golden chain, of the Dharma talk, of your conversations with your Dharma friends who are truly good listeners, and hear your needs. It's the sound of the ondoksan and the gathas that we sing, right? It's that smell. That smell, all of those experiences come to mind when we smell incense. And this is the light of wisdom that comes into our bodies. So these days, we're not able to come to the temple in person, right? We can't come here and physically be here. I think one of the things that many of us miss is that smell of the incense coming into the hondo. Few of you have even come by over the past few weeks to offer incense outside the temple, just to smell that incense. I remember one person just stood there for a moment, wafting in the incense, remembering the smell of the incense that we use here at the temple, right? And so for us, even though we're not able to come here in person, we can still adorn ourselves with the light, the fragrance of light. The Buddha's wisdom, that fragrance, can come into our bodies anytime we say the Nembutsu. Because Shinran Shonin, he says, when sentient beings think on Amida, to think on Amida is to say the Nembutsu. The word Nembutsu means literally mindfulness or thinking about the Buddha. So when we remember the Buddha, we say Namu Amida Butsu. And Shinran says it's just like a mother, a child who thinks of their mother, and they can have that sense of closeness, just remembering their parent, right? So they can remember the Buddha and feel that closeness. Because the Buddha is never far away from us. People who say the Nembutsu in this way are like people whose clothes are filled with the smell of incense, right? Shinran says they're imbued with the fragrance of light. You say the Nembutsu, and then you're mind and your body changes, right? Your way of living changes, and other people notice, just like people might notice the smell of incense. Right? We're transformed by the Buddha's wisdom and compassion when we say Namu Amida Butsu. In closing, I want to share with you a memory I have of somebody who I knew here at the temple who loved to come and offer incense. Many of you may recall this good Dharma friend who now dwells in the Pure Land. His name was Joe Ishida. Joe Ishida. And Joe was a very interesting Dharma friend. He would come to the temple. He would be the first person to arrive on Sunday mornings, right when I was opening up the doors around 8:15 or 8 o'clock in the morning for chanting.
He knew this.
He would come in and he would be walking into the temple. He would come in and he would sit and he would listen while a few of us would chant Shoshinge. Shoshinge. It's something we do every Sunday at 8:30 here at the temple. And Joe would sit and listen to the Shoshinge chanting. And he would have the most serene, peaceful expression on his face. And then he walked with a cane, he would walk with his cane up to the front of the hondo. He would offer incense, he would join his hands in gassho, and in a quiet voice, would recite the Nembutsu and bow. And then every Sunday, without fail, he would apologize for leaving early. Now he'd say, that's just fine. And then before he left and went home, he would say, thank you, Sensei. I love to come and to just hear the chanting and to hear the Nembutsu. How is your family? And he would ask me every Sunday, how is your family doing? And then he would go home just as everybody else was coming into the temple, right? This was a man who to me was adorned with the fragrance of light because he was somebody who listened to the Dharma throughout his life. And you could tell by the way that he spent time here in the temple, just the way he sat with that peaceful expression on his face. You could smell the Nembutsu from across the hondo. Right? He listened. And when he spoke, he asked questions. How are you? How are you doing? His heart was not centered on himself, but centered on others. And this is the fragrance to me, the fragrance of someone who lives in the Nembutsu, someone whose mind has turned about, who feels the sense that the Buddha's wisdom and compassion is guiding him to birth in the Pure Land, and He lives with deep concern for others. This, to me, is the fragrance of light that we receive. And we can even smell it through the Zoom call when we're all here together, smelling that fragrance of light, encountering the Buddha's wisdom. So I thank you, all of you, seeing your beautiful faces. I am reminded of this wonderful Sangha we have. And although we're not able to experience it in the way that we're used to, coming here and sitting in the pews, smelling the incense, we still encounter this togetherness, this feeling of how we each, when we come into the temple, we each offer incense individually, one by one, putting a little pinch of incense on the charcoal. And that incense, although we come as individuals, what we receive is the smell of everyone's incense offering all together, that deep oneness that we live in the Nembutsu, that oneness of being embraced just as we are by the wisdom and compassion of Amida Buddha. So in conclusion, I'd like to once again hear these words of Shinran Shonin and reflect upon our lives in the Nembutsu. Please join me in Gassho. When sentient beings think on Amida, just as a child thinks of its mother, they indeed see the Tathagata, who is never distant, both in the present and in the future. Such beings are like people who, imbued with incense, bear its fragrance on their bodies. They may be called those adorned with the fragrance of light. Kono haha o omou gotoku nite, shujou butto oku sureba, genzen tōrai tōkarazu, nyōrai o haiken utagawazu, zenkōnin no mi ni wa kōke aru ga gotoku nari, kore o sunawachi nazukete zo, kōkō shōgon to mōsu naru. Namo Amida Butsu, 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 Namo Amida Butsu.